Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
I still haven't beaten
that.
We're recording a podcast, sir.
Yeah, it's a thing we do.
We're here, sir, so don't be crushed.
Well, I need to kind of hide it, so I usually put it up there.
Oh, it's your phone. I don't give a shit. I'm
just saying. Yeah, all that weight.
Yeah, that's...
It's like, all right, whatever. Yeah. Your phone.
Fuck that. So what's the pattern?
Like that.
A thin washer, a thick washer? Or is it both thick washers?
Two flats, a lock, and a nut.
Okay. Yeah. Washers up to the outside, low inside on the outside. Okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to teach the guys down there to do that shit on the sections. They don't. They don't give a fuck.
They say you always talk shit about assembly.
I talk shit as like I don't like assembly anymore. But I talk shit because fucking goddamn porta potty keeps fucking sending me down here.
You don't like assembly anymore because you got kicked out of it?
What did you get kicked out of?
Have you gotten a raise yet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Look how dirty his knees are.
Yep. You know, my jeans might be dirty today, but yours are always dirty, you know? Yeah. You slobbing on that knob all the time.
I don't even talk to him. Like, Jordan, good talk to him.
He didn't even fucking talk to Alan this morning whenever we brought Joe over to us. He was like, Alan, this is Joe. He'll be helping you guys today.
He's probably afraid you're gonna start talking about flat earth and shit.
He's afraid I'm gonna fucking talk some real filthy, man.
Or ask him where your money's at.
Yeah. I don't always talk about flat earth.
No, but it's what I give you the shit the most about.
It's more real than more fake. That's so fucking fake.
It's a 50-50 bit. You're gonna have to prove to me that it's a flat earth.
Now, see this? I just posted a picture on my story today. All you fucking mean?
Pictures ain't enough there, Chavez. You gotta go up to space to prove it.
You can't go up to space. There's no space. There's sky, but there's no fucking space.
Fucking Chavez.
Right, Joe?
I'm sorry, I don't believe that at all. Sorry.
I have to.
Hey, don't be sorry. Just tell them, hey, it's the earth is round, motherfucker.
Respectfully disagree. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Just,
bitches ain't shit.
It would have to be, I mean, there would literally be millions of people that would have to be keeping that secret. For it to be.
Blaming on the government. You know you're about to.
Yeah, all the world governments, all, you know that.
Except North Korea.
North Korea is a CIA psyop.
North Korea is like its own planet.
North Korea. Yeah.
CIA headquarters is in North Korea.
It's an optical illusion. All right.
So, okay. Then tell me, Mr. Man, who is Kim Won-hoon?
They're saying he's fucking mentally handicapped. That's why you can never hear him talk.
Kim Won-hoon or Kim Won...
King Won-hoon?
Kim Won-hoon. How do you say that name? Though.
He probably has that fucking head right
there. Hey, did the kid die? his son, Kim Jong
Un. Oh, is that what?
He had surgery and they botched it and he was like a vegetable.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was told, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Kim Jong Un that had the surgery.
Yeah, Kim Jong Un.
Okay.
He's the son of Kim Jong Un.
But then I was reading his daughter was supposed to take over if he dies.
Yeah. Yeah. Female dictators are hot.
Yes, she is.
Well, I mean, she's
but she's only. But like,
I don't like Asians. You like Asian, Josh?
I like any color.
Indiscriminate.
It's all pink in the middle.
That's not true at all.
Well, then you should turn the light on there.
I've seen things.
We're not talking about a chick that has blue waffles, bro.
What about a purple?
It was Josh. Fucked up.
You say you fuck all of us? Hey, you got a beer can or do you have girth certificate? I had Sean that the other day, or like the other week. I said, so Sean, we're all kind of wondering. I told him, do you have a beer can or do you have a girth certificate? He said, what's a girth certificate? I said, never mind, you wouldn't understand.
I don't think he's ever, he hasn't seen it in
like. That mother ain't seen his shit since he was like five. I keep making fun of him. Like, man, I wonder if his wife has to do this. And has a kickstand for a
long time. It's sort of like the wind. You can't see it, but you can feel its effects.
It makes me laugh because, you know, she probably got in there just raw dogging on all he does. He's looking down at him, baby. Feels so good, but he's talking to his belly.
I really need you to stop. I really need you to stop everything that you're doing right now.
You got quite an imagination.
She's probably got one of them post boards that he's sick at the hammer.
Really?
Like we have to put the floor sometimes.
Oh gosh.
I don't think this is the right side. That's 5/8, what I keep throwing.
What the fuck, Josh?
Hey, it's not my fault you guys don't put your bolts back on
as well. Shit.
You guys.
Is in Sam Blee.
It's pronounced assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his fucking statement of the year. The penis mightier.
Josh, what game were you playing? I saw your post. We were talking about some games that you were playing for like 5 days or 5 hours or something.
Oh, I was fighting a frog for fucking 5 hours, dude. Like, one of the it's Witcher 3, but it's one of the expansion packs.
That makes perfect sense.
So, and one of the missions, it's like the first, one of the first missions on this expansion pack.
Oh, is it a foglet?
It's a frog. It's a fucking huge fucking frog, oh, dude. Okay. And he spits these fucking acid shit at you. Or he'll jump, every time you go to try to go around him, he'll jump up and make like a little earthquake, which still damages his shit. Before I knew how to actually help kill the motherfucker, I put the controller down because I was gonna throw it through my TV.
Why?
Because that's how pissed I was. 5 hours straight getting this motherfucker.
Nerd rage is known.
I threw my controller down. Battery popped out of the controller and fucking shattered the TV.
cool is that better?
Fucking flat screen TV. I threw my Xbox controller down, the battery popped out of it and shattered my TV. Oh,
I still have wired shit. I don't have wireless, I got the wired shit.
Oh, Jordan, it's really funny because my buddy did the same shit. Except he threw it up the ground, right? It bounced out. And it was stuck in his fucking TV. So it was good.
Oh, dude.
He was
even
pissed
because
I kept laughing
at him. Yeah, people have
to
on the wrist strap.
Yeah, or bow. I hate to be a fucking cunt, but the boat y'all made, there's a bucket for them down there.
Oh, yeah. I fucking died.
Why is my name always come out of your mouth for something you did?
You dropped the fucking boat.
What? Oh, these. Yeah, but I had them in 4 separate buckets. Your man over here, the short guy over here, fucking.
He has the name.
But he did say, I'm just doing what Alton's gonna do when he comes over here.
He was gonna work with grabbing each individual thing from a different bucket and put it together. And I was like, no, when I get over here doing that, you're just gonna dump all your shit into a big pot of gumbo.
That's very accurate. Just short circuit that motherfucker.
Sneak around and start shutting off all the airlines.
Ooh, that'd be good too. I'd rather do the breakers because they're running out right now.
Put some zip ties on them.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna stand here.
Hey, good story.
I'm gonna stay white here. Yeah, he was talking about he was playing The Witcher 3.
Who?
Josh. And he was fighting some monster in it, and he spent like 4 hours fighting it. Here comes the porter. He spent 4 hours fighting it, and he finally got pissed off and threw the controller.
Oh, I'd do it.
I spent fucking 3 hours last night trying to hunt that damn cougar.
I've spent at least 4 hours trying to put Arthur in some fucking pair of pants that I like.
Yeah, I've spent stupid amounts of time, like, hunting down animals for their coats just so I could craft a hat.
Like, the very first time I played, oh, yeah, I was all about it.
Yeah.
Then I beat it, I was like, I literally used none of the shit that I fucking used.
Now, because I've been doing all this shit before, you know, I get into the main story too far. I own almost every piece of clothing in the game already. Because I've done the treasure hunts. I had, you know, $4,000 on me.
God fucking damn it. God damn it. I am a shithead.
Yeah, we did. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow. You're making a hell.
Like dominoes. Same deal. Double washer. Lock washer.
You gotta put it up here so everybody can contribute. There we go. Oh, that's way better. You know what it is. Make a little moat. I'll do that. We'll have a little fucking patio right here for him.
It's like a topographical map.
Here we fucking go.
Mordor.
And this is gonna be
going to be a drawbridge. Oh my fucking god.
Fuck yeah.
What a fucking shit. You bike reporter motherfucker.
So, Biden lover.
I think this should be a fucking age limit. Like, being too old to be a president. I think he's fucking past that.
I think Trump's not
there's
much a, different age.
That is
they're,
true.
He's like... But yeah, they're both really old. Trump's a lot different.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'll give you about maybe 65.
Trump just looks 70 because of all the tanning beds and his
Botox and
his fucking onion loaf haircut.
I don't think he goes to tanning beds. I
all
think he goes
baby
in there
blood,
with a little goggles naked in the chamber
and
one of the horse machines.
The spray on tan.
Fake cake.
Yeah. Fake and bake. Fake it till you bake it.
Home is where you make it.
I think every politician does. Me and this guy are conspiracy theorists, though.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I feel like you're only a conspiracy theorist when you're around conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, I'm incognito.
You're.
Like I can adapt to any conversation.
You're like a chameleon.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like a fat chameleon that everyone like sees.
My brother was a major conspiracy theorist too. Well, he's been around
it. I was before I like really knew him. I just never talked about it because a lot of people are like, "You're fucking high. You're dumb. You're a dumbass. You're crazy." So I just stopped talking about it, and then he started. I'm like, "Oh shit! I found someone, a brethren."
Trying to save you, motherfucker.
Come on, man.
Dude, last night we were having a debate at the bar. We were like yelling at each other.
What were you debating?
Just everything that was going on.
If like, Nelly Furtado was caught or not.
There was a black guy there that didn't agree with the shit that was going on.
Like what shit?
The racism.
Well, most black people don't agree with
it. You know what I don't agree with? The racism.
Any person of color, really?
We need to end
even white people.
We need to end women's suffrage.
Dude, we do.
They should stop suffering.
They've been suffering for far too long.
We're gonna have this Mexican guy like fucking trying to stand it. Mexican
guy really trying to fuck you. Was he from South Carolina? Was he from South Carolina?
No.
Did you
but
tell
I bet
him
that
story?
I bet that.
Did you tell Gus that story? Tell him that story.
I can't fucking talk. Right?
I'll do it. So I was talking to this chick, and they went up to a bar, and she was talking about having a threesome and all this shit. And come to find out, it was a big, like, 300-pound fat black guy from South Carolina that left his baby mama to be with this white girl that Alan's talking to. She's trying to convince Alan to have a three-way with this big old black guy. And Alan did it.
He did it.
He did. He spread his butt cheeks apart and everything. Fucking my concho type shit.
I like your story better, but that didn't happen.
The last part didn't happen. He just gave him a head.
Less just heavy petting.
Yeah.
With the briefest moment of penetration.
Like a mouth hug, kind of.
Mouth hug.
Oh, man. Made me laugh. That's a story of top more shit. Dawson's gonna talk more shit about that.
Probably.
He's fantasizing about that, man.
If I can speak Spanish, I'd tell it to talk Spanish too.
Spanish?
I said, I'd tell your story in Spanish too.
Do you know Spanish?
Said,
I knew Spanish. Do you know Spanish?
¿Por qué?
That means butter.
Yeah. I can't believe it's not. I cannot believe it's not. ¿Por qué?
Excuse me, dude. Is that another word for parkour?
That's French, right?
Right. 4K, that's like that running karate, right?
Shit. I thought 4K was fucking golf hit or some shit.
Sounds like a cereal to me.
I thought it was that fancy yogurt that had the fruit and nuts on it. There you go. He got it. Yeah, he gets it.
It's a little game we play. This guy can predict the future like some sort of Nosferatu.
Yep. Did you know vampires aren't real unless you count Dracula?
Do the Mexican one.
Oh yeah. How does the Mexican cut with pizza? Little Caesars. Little Caesars, pizza place, Caesars.
It's almost like one. Hey, you know, you know Mexican judo?
No. You don't know who you're messing with, Holmes.
You don't know if I got a gun. You don't know if I got a knife. You don't know if I got 10 friends around the corner.
Or Home Depot. I'm going to hell.
That's a good one, Josh.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of fucking shit.
We ain't got a foot of fuck in here.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
I'm in favor for doing this until 4 o'clock. Say aye.
Aye.
Fuck me. No? No one? Damn. Damn it. I think it's weird how Mexicans run. They like don't pump their arms. It's like they're just wading through quicksand.
What?
They don't ever fucking move their arms when they run. They just like
Marco,
move their feet.
Marco holds his arms up like here whenever he's running.
But he doesn't. But he doesn't move them. He doesn't pump them. He doesn't do none of this action. They don't do none of this. It's just one stationary position, and then they just wade through quicksand or some shit.
What's up with you in quicksand? What happened to you?
Obviously,
I don't know.
Obviously, you don't see fucking Irvin and the other guy fucking running out to the car every day.
Yeah.
Oh, Raul? Yeah, that motherfucker runs like a greyhound, dude. He fucking books it out there.
Doesn't he have a second job that he has to go to after this?
Evie does. Can you guess what it is? He's not a gardener.
Does he work at Abercrombie?
No.
He's a drag queen.
Yes, he is a drag queen.
Like too long too?
He puts the lotion on his skin.
He puts the loose.
Are you over here like permanently or just today?
Just today.
Oh.
Yes, yeah.
Did you volunteer to come over
yes,
here?
Yes, I did.
Do you regret it?
This is a tough one. Don't fucking 75 votes, motherfuckers are crazy. You think the earth is fucking so loud.
No, we. There is no fucking we. We are not French. It is round.
He thinks it's flat. That is not our official opinion.
Why don't you explain to him how you explained it to me on how the earth was flat? Do the fucking trick.
Well, I gotta go through this again. Oh my god.
Don't worry about it. I've heard it from my brother. I mean,
this guy, he's like, all right, you see this nut? If the earth was round, there would be a gravitational pull and it would yank this fucking nut over the side. So this motherfucker drops the nut. It's like, oh, it didn't roll. So that means the earth is flat.
The square peg goes in the round hole.
Oh, it didn't roll.
I thought with flat earth that gravity doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
Right?
Yeah. Nope. No gravity whatsoever. Nope.
Density.
Density. Ain't that like a town in Texas or some shit? Density, Texas?
Denton.
Oh, Denton. No, I fucking love your laugh, dude.
Do it.
I can't. He's right here. I can't do it.
Robbie can do it all
the time. You don't have a problem. You don't have a problem making fun of the way I talk in front of
you. I know, but it's you.
Stop laughing, please.
Gonna break me. Oh, here comes Porter.
Oh,
we're gonna have to go do some more dumb shit.
Entirely too much laughter.
Oh no,
y'all are having too much fun over there.
You're still not as good.
I can't. I know. I can't do it.
Robbie, dude, he's like.
Oh God.
Yeah, bro.
Fogging up my glasses. If the earth wasn't flat, there would be no fog.
Yep.
It's true.
Well, if it was round, there would be no fog. The clouds.
Yeah, if it was flat, there'd be no fog, right?
No, it was round.
That doesn't make sense to me.
None of it does. Just accept it.
There would be clouds in the fucking universe. Go away.
It's like a rape victim. It's just kind of forced on us.
You ever played the rape game?
The rape game?
Yeah. No. Now you know the rules.
They have an atmosphere.
Yeah. So it makes sense. The space is
That's why there's a couple of layers. They have a... atmosphere. That's why clouds are, you know.
Because science.
Yeah.
Pseudoscience.
Because.
Pseudoscience.
Reasons.
Because the mighty mitochondria.
Like, even if you go, like, I've been to the ocean. You know, if you look at the ocean, but you can see the curve of the earth just by looking straight.
Well, so
it's curvature.
So far you can look without.
No, okay. You got cameras.
It can never look straight.
You got cameras. That's the shit. It's like the earth.
I mean,
God damn it. Alton, if I die before you, I'm going to try to take a screenshot while I'm going up just so you can see the earth is round, bud. And I'm gonna try to send it to you.
There's no fucking pictures of a real earth. A round earth.
Oh, fuck me. God.
Oh, sorry, I hit your knuckle.
My mind.
I'm glad we're all different. I'm glad we all think something stupid. Oh, yeah, everyone else can make fun of you for it.
Right. Oh.
I see what you're doing over there, you fucking nut hugger.
Oh,
been all the nut. And?
Well, it's all bullshit.
Dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
Dinosaurs aren't real?
Mm-hmm. I've been to museums where
they're all made up. All the bones are not real. They're all polyurethane bones.
In China.
It's an elaborate hoax that's been going on since the 1800s.
They went out and pre-dug the bones. God damn.
1863,
something like that. Yep. Salem witchcraft trials. So it's all correlated together. Witches and demons and fucking dinosaurs and shit.
I know witchcraft when I see it.
Yeah, all the dinosaur bones are actually dog treats. So.
Well, you let a big enough dog in there, yeah.
I've known people who thought that dinosaurs were real, but the Earth isn't as old as people say it is. Yeah. So Adam and Eve and everybody lived alongside dinosaurs. There's a creationist museum where they have exhibits depicting cavemen cohabitating with dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a Christian myself, and I don't believe that because I think even the carbon dating and stuff like that disproves it.
So the theory essentially is that the Flintstones is an accurate depiction of history.
Cavemen and dinosaurs?
Yeah, living together. Working in harmony.
I thought that's what everyone thought.
And the whole language is based on
I don't know why I talk to you sometimes.
Well, you can fucking leave if you want.
But then I look into your eyes.
They're the same as yours, right?
What's interesting about the creation thing is that, you know, even in the Bible, technically Adam and Eve would be considered first man and woman, but there was challenge mentioned in the Bible.
That's where Al throws me off. Like, wait a minute.
No.
Was Adam and Eve were the first two women on people on,
Earth?
But
yet
they
Adam
go north
or
east or something?
No, they would not have been.
Thank
probably
you.
Black.
Okay.
Yes!
Here.
Ha!
Here's something to mess with your mind that I brought up to my biology teacher in school. I went to a Christian school. Okay.
He jerked off in church.
One story at a time. Okay. All right.
He set the church on fire.
I set a table on fire in a church.
Same difference.
Yeah.
It's all been blessed. It's all holy tables.
Anyway, so we're doing biology, and we go over the lesson of why the human body has skin.
Okay. You lost
skin,
me.
Skin. Is the body's defense mechanism against ultraviolet rays, you know, all the carcinogenic stuff that surrounds us. Okay.
Also, it would just fall apart. Just all.
Your muscle system and everything can still hold itself together without skin. Skin is literally just a protective layer around the body.
This is why I feel cool, dude.
Okay. Now. The theory is.
I guess that'd be your box nut bolts.
So the theory is that in the Garden of Eden, this is a paradise.
Yeah.
Man knew no suffering.
Yeah.
There was no danger.
Yeah.
So if there was nothing harmful in existence, and I had no troubles of any kind, their human body did not need skin. It wouldn't have been harmful. So if everything was perfectly harmonious and they were in no danger whatsoever, they didn't need skin. So they were just walking around. Yeah,
they were walking meat bags.
Yeah, they were walking muscle.
So, I have a question. So is harmonious, is that like a musical instrument that you play?
Yeah, it's the mouth thing.
Yeah, okay.
The mouth music thing.
That's the only thing that was confusing.
Not a mouth harp, not a jaw harp. The one you blow in, not the one you flick.
Like a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You blow it, you don't flick it.
Yeah, that's a clit. Yeah. You flip my clit.
Also called a bean.
Yeah, bean pole. Yeah.
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 Or the little man in a boat.
Sesame seed. Yeah, all that. All that jive.
Say Sesame Street.
Sesame seed. Get the fuck out of my car.
Well,
you're
exactly.
You're disrupting it.
Well, she actually agreed with me and said, yeah, you know what? You're probably right. They probably didn't have skin because they wouldn't need it. But to be fair, she was a complete psychopath. So.
Who, Adam? Or me?
No, my teacher.
Probably because she always caught you jerking off in the bathroom.
No, she had a nervous breakdown in class one day. Because she found out her son, who was in my class, was dating a girl who was in my class, who she hated.
Oh.
And we had her for first hour. We came in there, and she was just pacing back and forth, mumbling prayer to herself. And then whenever we all got there, she closed the door and just berated the entire classroom for a good 45 minutes.
The whole time.
Because she decided that we all knew about it and we all willfully
mutiny.
Kept the information from her.
Yep.
And we were all equally damned for the lie that her son and this girl had told her.
Sounds like my grandma in real life.
Anytime we got a new student in class, they always thought I was the teacher's pet because I would sit right next in front of the teacher's desk.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, no, it was that was force. That was by brute force. They made me.
Yeah.
You were that kid.
Yes, that was me. That or the hallway. Last time.
In my school, when you got in trouble, you had to write definitions out of the dictionary.
We'd have to do that in the dictionary. And our football coach was a detention shooter. So then after I did all that, then I had to go outside and then run all the practice and then throw up and shit myself. And then I had to practice. But I didn't care as long as I made the kids laugh. So I did
I
it.
Do, I do it for the kids. I shit my pants to make these people happy.
Yeah, man. What are we doing? What are we doing here? Why are we still here? It's not even probably fucking 3:30
like,
yet.
Like here as in this mortal plane?
3:40.
He said plane. Ah, I got you.
Oh God, here we go. He's talking about aeroplanes.
Yeah,
know,
that's...
The Wright brothers and shit.
Yeah. Orville and Redenbacher.
Yeah, they made the popcorn plane. You throw it up in the air and it pops into a plane like a pop-up book. Fucking dumbass.
Physically exhausting.
I'm like a 30-year-old, 2-year-old child.
What was it the other day whenever we were leaving and I was like, are we clocking out now? Do we have to clock out?
Like,
and
no.
you were just casually like, no, no. And then as we're heading towards the door to leave, he's like, oh yeah, they told us yesterday we do have to clock out now. And I flipped out. I was like, you fucking don't even realize you're spouting bullshit whenever you talk. Somebody asks you, and you just naturally respond with whatever is untrue at the time.
Yeah. That's my niche, man. That's my niche. Everyone's got one, and that's mine.
You have a gift.
I try.
If only you would use your powers for good instead of evil.
Nah. It's way more fun.
Is it a gift and a curse?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Sort of like
Spider-Man. I'm like Deadpool.
Yeah, that's way more accurate.
I'm like Deadpool. You gonna leave us a bucket or are you just gonna hold on to it there? Dapper Dan?
He's a
double
flat.
Hey,
I'm doing your butt. Just a lot. Come over. Come. Well, this is a lock nut in it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he locked like that?
Because he gets fucked in the butt. Every fucking day, every waking minute, every millisecond. He is getting
you can't go 10 minutes without either fucking in the ass or some kind of gay fucking comic coming out.
So I put on Facebook, the first post I've ever posted on Facebook in fucking I don't know how long, I said, today is, I'm not having a good day. And the first thing he says,
you want me to come down there and give you a hug?
Yeah, I'll give you a hug and tug. I'm like, no, this is motherfucker, dude.
Did he actually say hug and tug?
No, he did, yeah.
Was the tug just
no.
implied?
No, he said, I will give you a hug and then the tug.
He said, I'll walk down there right now.
And then Hummingbird's like, yeah, hug him. Come over here and hug him and touch his pee-pee. And yada, yada, yada. Instigating native fuck.
Bro, you want me to beat your dick off?
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
At least y'all don't get as bad as Alejandro down here, boy. Alejandro's just gotten to the point where he's like, yeah, baby. Yeah.
I didn't know he talks.
I don't even know who Alejandro is.
Alejandro Laguna.
Laguna?
Laguna.
Laguna. Laguna.
His dad works in plant one. His cousin needs to work in plant three.
You got like a family business going on within the business. Sounds kind of like Warren.
Yeah.
Warren, his dad.
We keep making fun of him. It's like, hey, because he passed his code test and he's like, oh yeah, sure you didn't make your dad let your dad take it for you.
Good one. I'm a fucking cocksucker, just say it. You can say that.
You're already on your knees.
That is true. What up? What are you doing? Me too. But I'm sweaty, so I'm not sweaty.
That is Alejandro.
Who?
Walking next to his girlfriend.
Oh, that... Kid guy?
The guy walking next to overweight Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Alejandro! Y'all said his butthole hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Hispanic answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Hi,
fuck you!
He died.
He just collapsed alone.
Are you okay?
Take another fucking puff. You'll be alright.
That would make the gut hurt a little bit.
Oh shit.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't think Joe likes us.
No, I'm good.
No, I don't think he does.
it's a lot to take in.
It is.
I just
he's observing.
I was the same way whenever I started.
Oh, so you didn't talk forever. It took me forever to get you to fucking talk. And then we talked about Skyrim, and then boom, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, just Skyrim.
You know, I still remember the first thing you ever said to me.
So are you gay or what?
What size shoe do you wear?
That's what I asked you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Wow. Horse.
Yeah.
You were talking about how small Lolo's feet were. You, me, and Lolo in a man lift. And he was talking about how fucking tiny his feet were. And you look down and you look at me and you're like, what size shoe do you wear?
That sounds about right. Fucking queer.
And then he drilled me in the forehead with a 3/4-inch bolt.
Yeah, I remember that. I felt like shit for about 5 seconds.
Until you saw me laughing about it. He was about ready to jump your ass.
I don't know why, but every time Lauren always got onto me, it just made me laugh.
You're so cute.
Yes. It's like an Abercrombie model, all pissed off at something.
Yeah.
He fucked up my frappe. I get mad because I'd let him down, but then I'd be like, Jesus, I just can't.
They just crack me up because Jeremy and Lolo was my first team.
Mine too? I thought they were gay.
Yeah, they were.
I thought they were fucking gay. I was like, oh, God damn it.
Just like these soft ass.
Where do you want to go eat today? I don't know, babe. Where do you want to go? What the fuck? What the fuck?
We had an argument. I'm deleting you on Facebook.
That's exactly what happened. Good God. This motherfucker's a gay. It's like, I got a wife and kids, and I seen his wife. I was like, God damn. And he's gay. What the fuck?
it's an elaborate hoax.
Hey, dude, it fucking happens. I know a dude that's gay, and he was married and had fucking 3 kids.
You also know a guy that's married and fucked a horse.
I do. I do. And it was his wife's horse. And they're still together. Hanging down real low. I don't know how they keep his hair like that if he works.
You already fucked it up, man.
Look at that. He's got a part down the middle and everything.
That's
probably what it is. Taking money shots in the bathroom. What? Fuck no. I have no idea what he said after that. Sounds like he has a mouthful of semen.
Dude, sounds like the fucking seagull on the like, mermaid.
Like Daffy Duck was swollen.
He just got his brand new car like 2 weeks ago and he already curb checked the fuck out of his car.
That's what he said, and I was like, how drunk were you? I was all jacked up on bang, man. I'm like, oh, okay.
No. he popped the car, I guess, or whatnot.
What'd I fucking do? Oh, okay. I'm just sucking today's dick.
He's praying for you, my friend.
Hell yeah.
You know, to get your clusterfuck still in check.
Why are you hogging shit? What the fuck's up with this?
You're too caring.
Oh, I got some over here. I don't want that many. That's too much. Motherfucker. Yeah, we really don't need this mini, I'm just saying, but why not?
We have A206 next week. A2 for Clay, then he's going to come over and build.
That's 10
206.
I just leave that on Facebook. Wow. So we're going to work next Friday, too?
I'm going to share that on mobile and on the
computer. Oh, that's cool.
Next Friday, too?
You talking about out in the yard? That, fuck that place. That is stupid as fuck. Y'all need to organize that shit better. Like, y'all need to get like a magnetic stake or flag or some shit and then just drop out the fucking
truck. The truckers won't give a fuck. They'll just stay.
God.
What I have to do every week.
Why do you think I always bitch about being?
Y'all need to fucking hire Lalo back then. Fuck that shit.
Hey, you come in every week and you just move.
Well, hats off to you, but fuck that. You need to call fucking Trump, man. Have him come out here and make this parking lot great again, goddammit.
Sometimes the cooler is the way in the parking lot, and I clean the spot so I can get it. And if somebody call me, I'll go do something else. When I come back, I already put more shit in there.
Told you, the fuck. Truckers don't give a shit.
Yeah, most of them aren't.
Yeah, they don't get paid for shit, so they don't make shit.
They stank. They can't spell shit. I used to work with them, dude. They're fucking retarded. And if they drop for Swift, it's like a whole new breed of fucking retarded.
Like those people off of the Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah, man, they're fucking dumb. about 90% of like truck fails I watch on YouTube are Swift drivers.
What Swift drivers?
It's the big white truck that say Swift on them.
I always thought Taylor Swift was in there.
I know, it was shit though. It sucks.
Trying.
You know what Swift means backwards?
What?
Two fags in a white semi.
That's better. That's better.
I had to clean up your fuckery. Oh.
Two fags in a white semi.
What are we doing now?
Fan ring.
Fan ring. I like it. This is where shit gets complicated.
Yeah, because one day it'll be used to fucking, what are they, fender washers.
You can go ahead
and then
kneel.
The next day it'll be we don't use fender washers.
If I kneel, I can't see over the table.
There's a pad.
Give me that.
Here, you want it? Here.
Fuck yeah.
Oh. Let's do a side-by-side comparison. No, I want to.
Okay. How tall you are on your knees compared to me?
Let's see over the table.
You might not be able to reach the table. Like, you have to you need that pad to get your elbows on the table. Yeah, it's not comfortable looking. Is it comfortable?
No, not even a little bit. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I wish I had a pad.
Hey, look.
Oh my fucking god. It's like I'm kneeling in semen. Oh, I forgot we're still recording. Oh god.
Mm-hmm.
I bet our listeners think I'm a fucking homo. Which I am, by the way. So what's your last name, Joe?
Andrews.
Joe Andrews. I like it. Anywhere. You in front two?
So how complicated is this?
Bat washer. Fender washer. Bat washer.
Slow down. I don't know.
We don't have any lock washers.
Yeah.
Lock washer and nut.
Lock washer and nut.
And he's a lock washer. Silly goose.
Washer. Set down.
Oh.
Round side out.
Flat touch. I want some fucking French toast. That sounds really fucking good right now.
I have two in my fridge that are
French toast?
2 weeks old.
French toast? Like pre-made French toast?
I made them.
You just left them in your fridge? God damn, you are single. Fuck me. Just gotta throw this in here. Fuck it. I'll eat it later. Give it to some bitch that comes over that wants me to cook breakfast. I've done it.
Make me some eggs, woman.
I'll probably get my wife to give me a tattoo for my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen, but that's what I want. I don't know what I want, but I want a tattoo.
Jordan Lee Miller.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Or Alan. Yes, sirree, Alan. Alan Frank Sawyer. If he was a girl, he'd have been Anne Frank. Death Devil's Line.
I have a sister named Ava.
Ava Devine?
No.
Younger or older?
Older.
Ava is 2 years older than me.
Cute?
Looks just like him with hair.
On the face?
No chin.
No chin?
No chin.
Like, her bottom lip just connects to her neck.
God, does that mean she has no backstop?
How the fuck she folds clothes?
That was good. I like that.
Damn.
It's impossible to put a pillow in a pillowcase.
Or fold a towel.
I also have a sister named Alicia.
Alicia Keys?
Every time she would fill out a like a job application or anything like that, people would assume she was black.
So her name's Alicia?
Because I guess Alicia is a black sounding name.
I know like 8 white girls that are named Alicia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They also misspelled it a lot and wrote it down as Aisha.
That sounds black.
Which is a black girl name.
Aisha Taylor. Is it fucking 4 o'clock yet? Right,
it's 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Sorry. I was gonna say 3:58.
No, you're
right. What do you guys usually do whenever it hits 4 o'clock?
Stop. We don't do shit.
Okay.
We'll probably do this.
He usually goes to the
bathroom. Until Porter comes around, and then they act like they're doing
shit. Usually they tell us, like, if we're doing this and they don't like it, they'll tell us to sweep. And then I go to the bathroom and wait till about 4:20. Then I come out, and then we go home.
That's very true. It hurts here.
I fucking hate sweeping. I got to do it in my house. I don't want to do it here. Sleep all day, I'd work with Evie.
Yep, just to hear about Biden all day.
Need to put something in my mouth.
He puts his cereal in the microwave. And his salads. He doesn't like fucking crunchy shit, so he puts it in the microwave to soften it up.
That's pretty bad.
That's revolting. That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, warm milk and cereal? Ew.
I know that crunchy thing. I like things.
So pour it in, pour them together like 10 minutes before break. They'll be soggy by then.
Yeah, I can't do hot fucking milk, man. Especially in the summer, fuck that.
The only time I can do hot milk is if I got the fucking flu and I can't keep anything down. So warm milk usually fucking sets the stomach up.
Oh, that just sounds worse.
Warm milk makes me want to
vomit. Yeah, especially if you got a fever and a fucking, throwing up curdled milk and shit.
I guess I got a stronger stomach than you got.
Probably. You drink fucking alcohol like it's fucking just water.
No, I have it down to a science, motherfucker.
You have like a breathalyzer just so you know like when you hit the peak and like when you can like remain functionality and shit?
I can function my ass up and still drink half a bottle.
God bless, I can't do it.
Half a bottle of what?
Rum? 93 proof?
Oh, man.
Apple. Yeah, man.
What kind of rum?
Like, what was it, 2 weekends ago? Or no, it was during the furlough week.
Uh-huh.
I drank 5 bottles of that shit, right?
Oh, what kind of rum?
Blackheart. But it's 93 proof. It's 56% alcohol.
Yeah, it's like drinking pure gasoline. I've had Blackheart.
Yeah,
funny.
So I wake up one morning, I go out and smoke a cigarette. Sunlight's out, and I'm like, holy shit, my front yard's mowed. I don't remember doing that.
I don't remember owning a yard.
I do not remember doing it. So I walked out to the shed because I had to walk. See, I walked around the house, make sure I didn't fucking crash into anything. But I was more impressed that I didn't flip the motherfucker.
I've done that.
You were sober.
Yeah, I was, but I was also like 15.
I do a lot of shit when I'm drunk. I clean the house. I fucking mow my lawn.
I don't
weedy,
even like cleaning
the lawn. Super good.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I haven't used that. Virgin washer.